You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following a press release from Closing the Gap, I spoke with Peter Campbell about rheumatic fever rates in New Zealand. As a developed country, critics have said it is shocking that we continue to have an increasing rate of this preventable disease. However, the issue is not only medical. Coined the canary in the coal mine for inequality, we talked about how this disease could be significantly reduced by targeting inequality in New Zealand. I started by asking Peter what rheumatic fever is.
It is a fever which in fact infects a number of the body organs and in particular can do serious damage to the heart.
Right, so clearly quite a serious issue.
Very.
How is inequality linked to this disease?
It's quite clear that many of the factors that produce the disease are poor standards of living. Cold, drafty houses in particular, lack of good food. In other words, lack of good living environments. Very clear that that is one of the aspects of inequality. Inequality, of course, is the gap between the rich and the poor. It's not just the gap. When you look at the overall economy of any country, in fact, unless there are mechanisms in place that ensure that the wealthy don't take too much of the benefits of society, and the poor suffer.
So would you suggest that New Zealand has a massive inequality issue?
It's interesting. I'm just writing another press release right now because information came out from Massey University, I think last week, about the fact that inequality is growing faster in New Zealand than most OECD countries. Professor Schumacher, apparently they've been doing some work on this for some time, but I haven't got down through the detail of the whole thing, but the overriding statement that he makes is that income inequality in New Zealand has been growing faster than most OECD countries.
If a medical approach isn't sufficient for this disease, what needs to be done?
We need to lift the standards of living of the poor in New Zealand.
Is the government's response to the welfare report sufficient to target this issue?
I'd be really interested to see the budget that's coming out in about a month's time. Grant Robertson has talked a lot about well-being of society, and well-being, of course, is very much associated with standards of living. I'll be really interested to see what the government is prepared to come up with towards that end. I've got to say I'm a little pessimistic about it because, in fact, changes to the tax system were one of the ways in which you could do something serious about inequality, and it's not just income inequality, it's wealth inequality as well. And the fact that they have, I think, clearly stated that they're not going to change the tax scales and they're not going to introduce a capital gains tax, together with the so-called budget responsibility rules, which has limited the total tax take in New Zealand to around 30% of GDP. I'm not sure where they're going to find the money from to undertake some redistribution that will help the poor in this country.
If the government's response regarding the tax system hasn't been sufficient, would you say that the best solution would lie in a tax policy solution or in something else?
Well, I'm not sure what they're going to come up with. The fact that they seem to have ruled out a tax policy change would suggest that they've got some other ideas, and I'll be very interested to see what they turn out to be.
Do you have any further comments on this issue?
It is a serious issue for New Zealand. We're supposed to be a developed country. We're supposed to have high standards of living. And I think it's obscene that we have a significant number of people whose standards of living are such that third world diseases can exist in this country.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.